Are late planted soybeans at risk? This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Kirsten Wise, Purdue University Extension Crop Disease Specialist, says a result of the late planted soybeans in the Midwest this spring are questions about whether or not the crop is at greater risk this year for potential yield loss from soybean rust and other diseases.
Well, we're pretty lucky right now in the Midwest because although we've gotten a lot of moisture here, the South has been very dry and they're in a very severe drought. And so soybean rust really needs a lot of moisture to get going and develop, and it just hasn't been able to do that. So there are very low levels of the disease down in the southern states, and so that should help us out with our crop here in the Midwest.
So does that mean that we don't need to be checking for it?
Well, most of the land-grant universities do have some sort of soybean rust monitoring program in place, and we will continue to be in touch with our colleagues in the South who are monitoring for it. And if the disease does start to pick up and start to move, we'll implement our monitoring programs and be out there looking for it. If we were to detect it at a time that it would require management, we can get our advisories out through many different channels.
All right. Any other diseases that we should be thinking about?
Well, on soybeans, we are starting to see a little bit more Phytophthora root rot pop up. You know, we've had a lot of very warm, saturated soils here in Indiana, and those are good conditions for that soil-borne disease.
So when we go out and are scouting, is there a special way that we need to be scouting this year compared to past years?
Well, we always recommend, you know, scouting the whole field. You know, that those recommendations haven't changed. But if you're seeing areas of poor emergence, some areas that maybe have gotten drowned out or have wet feet, we would recommend taking some samples out of those, maybe sending them in to a diagnostic lab to determine if you have a seedling blight, and if it is a seedling blight, maybe determining which type of Phytophthora you have so we can choose the right type of genetic resistance to go back into that field in the future.
Kirsten, let me ask, because of the type of planting and growing season that we've had thus far, if there's one thing that the soybean crop needs, what is it?
One thing that the soybean crop needs is some sunshine, some dry weather. I think that would really benefit our crop right now.
All right, very good. Kirsten, anything else that you'd like to share with the growers?
Just keep your eyes open and let us know if you're seeing anything that requires attention.
Purdue University Extension Crop Disease Specialist, Kirsten Wise. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.